Nisham Aleichem Sweet is friends, which you should be special schutz for me normally unless she yichyu, this was not with Ruchan Tzvi, Chol Yotzei Chalat Seha, and it's based in Torah, Rein Rabbein Arvon Rabbi Yavuz at Sal, and the Avnei Miluim, in Sivim Mem Dalet, Siv Kotn Dalet, he brings the famous Kasha. Other Pnei Yoshua asks on the places in Shalech and Gittin, it says you can have a tzir of Eshe Shnei Mason, he says you can. How do you have a tzir, a scenario of Eshe Shnei Mason, that a woman is the wife of two husbands? Very simple. You have a woman who's chetzi 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 shivcha chetzi bas chayrin. She marries Reuven, then she's completely freed and she marries Shimon. And there's tefisas kedushin because when she married Reuven, it was only chiyuv ashim. She was a shivcha charufa. She was only chetzi chetzi. So there was tefisas kedushin by Shimon, since when she married Reuven, it's not even a lav. It's just a chayv. It's a chiyuv ashim. And the male is tefisas kedushin by Shimon by the second half. So how can you say that? And then they both die. So she's Eshe Shnei Mason. Reuven married her when she was Chetzi Chetzi, and then Shimon married her afterwards. And then Pnei Yoshua answers, no, no, no. When it comes to Kiddushin, normally Kiddushin are Tofes B'Chayvei Lavin, but that's regular Chayvei Lavin. But if there's Kiddushin involved, like Chetzi Shifcha, Chetzi Baschor, and Shimon's Katsha, there's no such thing as Kiddushin Acha Kiddushin. Once Reuven is Mekadisher, Shimon can't take her. She's no more Yad. That's what Pnei Yoshua says. And the Heilige Amnei Milum said, what are you talking about? You see the Sugya Ha'imer in Kiddushin that asks how you know you're not allowed to marry an Eishes Ish. And the Gemara learns it from the Hekesh to Achas Isha, that Al Te'erva, it's just like Achas Isha and Erva, there's no Kiddushin, so Kiddushin, so to an Eishes Ish. Why don't you, if the Pnei Yoshua was correct, the Gemara wouldn't have even started, the whole premise of the Gemara is wrong. Of course, you can't be Mekadish in Eishes Ish. She's already married to the first guy. You don't have to come out to Erva. So it must be that by Shivcha Charufa, the Taka is... The attack is Tzvisas Kedushin because there's no Erva, she's not an Erva. When we get back to the Kasha, we see a Tzvira of Eshe Shnei Mason. Because there is Tzvisas Kedushin the second guy when the first guy was married when she was a Shivra Chavufa. So you see the Shita of Avni Miluim is that there's no Tzvisas Kedushin by an Eshe Si, she's only inside an Erva Shiva. And inside the fact that the first guy was Koner, there'd be Tzvisas Kedushin. And if a Shivra Chavufa, there's Tzvisas Kedushin for the second guy. And the Pnei Yoshua says, no. Once Reuven is Koner, Shimon can't be Koner. If there's any type of Kedushin, even if it's not an Erva, then the second guy can't marry. Aye, what about the Kasha from the Gemara and Kedushin? So that Rav Chanan already answers in Siman Gimel Sifkat and Tes that there is a scenario where you need to come onto the Erva idea where the fact that she was Koner to the first guy wouldn't help to prevent the second guy from marrying, and that is if she's Makabel Kedushin with two people simultaneously. And in such a case, Rabbi holds, since it's not B'Zachar Zed, since it can't be done one after the other, it also can't be done simultaneously. So if it was Mitzad the Kenyan, you can do simultaneously two people. So two people could be Koner. But since it's Mitzad Erva, it's an Isser Mitzad the Erva, we say, Kol Sheina B'Zachar Zed, Afil V'Asachar Zeina. So in the Mela, you can't, two guys can't be Mekadish woman at the same time, because there's no Tfis exclusion for an Eishes Ish. The Valdik. Okay. That's what Rav Chanan answers parenthetically to the Kasha of the Avnei Miluim from the Gemara in Perek Ha'emer. But we have a Kasha in the Avnei Miluim. And Mashna Gavi Kinyanim, that it's Pashit that if Reuven is kind of something, Reuven owns something, Shimon can't be kind. So why don't we say the same word by Kedushin? If Reuven did Kedushin on a woman, then it's Pashit Shimon can't. And Pnei Yoshua and the Avnei Miluim is not like that. It's not true. The only reason Shimon can't do Kedushin is because she's an erva to Reuven. But if she's an erva to Shimon, she already married Reuven. But if there's no erva issue, then she could do Kedushin with Shimon. Aye, what about, why is it different than any other kinyan? Any other kinyan is the same vort. You can't, once you're kind of, one guy's kind of, the other guy can't be kind of, it's already belongs to the first guy. The other guy can't be kind on top of him, so to by Kedushin. Once she's already Mekudesh to the first guy, she can't bring the second guy, Kedushin's a kinyan. Ishin nicknames Michelle Shrokhman. It's a kinyan. So it says, Marina Rabbeinu, Gomer Yavuz itself as follows. That we see later on, if some chen debates, that if a person is Mekadish and Isha Eid Echot, you're not choshish for the Kedushin, even if they're both Moide, there was Kedushin, one Eid is no good. Rabbeinu Chaim asks the Kashi of Ariel Diskini and his Ksovin, why isn't the Baal Mitztariv to the Eid Echot when we say Pagina Dibur? When Makabal is Eidus, the Eidus of the Baal, that she's Mekadesh is Lacher, and when not Makabal is Eidus, that he's the guy. We say Pagina Dibur. So, answers Rabbeinu Chaim, no. He answers the Kashi of Ariel Diskini, we don't say Pagina Dibura to change his Eidus. We don't say Pagina Dibura to be made about two people, one of them is relative, one isn't, so then They brought it in Avera, so we can say Pargina, that we believe in the non-relative, we don't believe in the relative. But here we're changing his Eidus, because he's made that she got married, but not to him. So that's changing his Eidus. And the explanation of Rav Chaim is that there's a difference between Kinyan Kiddushin and regular Kinyanim. Rabbi Kinyanim is a Chetz of Maman, even without the Bible. So there are two Inyanim, there's the Etzim Maman, and then there's who's the Bible Maman. Like Rabbi Kiddushin, it's not so. The condition is one and the same. The fact that there's the Bailin and that she's a Chetzav Eishasi, she's one and the same. And you can't distinguish between the two. The Pnei Mitzar Atzma is not a Chetzav Shalishas. By the condition, she becomes simultaneously a Chetzav Shalishas and of this man. But they can't be, you can't distinguish between the two. Can't say about somebody that it's kind of a pnui kinyan any issues. If she's not a chetzav issues, then it's kind of a kinyan any issues. No, she has to be a chetzav issues. I an eshes ish. So the fact that she's an eshes ish, i.e., she's a chetzav issues, goes together with the fact that he's making the kinyan. They're not two things, that she's a chetzav ishus and he's the bailin. It's one and the same. The only way she's a chetzav ishus and eishas ish is if he's the bailin. You can't say about a woman that he's called a pnuya kinyan li'in ishus, but she's not an eishas ish. No. There's no such thing. The Ishus, the Kinyan, and the Ishus, in other words, that he made the Kinyan, he's the Bailam, and the fact that she's a Chetzav Ishus Ish is one and the same. The fact that she's a Chetzav Ishus and his Kinyan are one and the same, you can't distinguish. It's like Kinyan Mam. And you can't say, make a Kinyan Mam if it's not a Chetzav Mam. You have to make a Kinyan Mam and a Chetzav Mam. So to hear also, he's calling this woman. So when he's calling her, she becomes a chetzav ishus, and he's the bailin. Comes together. But if you have mama that's not a chetzav mama, if something that's not a chetzav mama, you can't make a king. First, it has to be a chetzav mama. So by regular kinyanim, you have the chetz of mom, and then you have the bailin. But by the way, by Ben Chorin, Ben Chorin is not a chetz of mom, because ain't dumb than Ben Chorin. And therefore, it's not shaykh kinyan aguf. You can't be the bailin over it. You can't make a kinyan, because it's not a chetz of mom. So to buy Surah Hana, it's not considered shalal, like we see in the Rashba and Chelet Dal Chirish Beit. Because since there's an Isur Hana, there's no zchiyas mamon. It's not considered a chetz of mom. It's not a chetzav mammon, so it can't be his. So, when it comes to mammon, it needs to be a chetzav mammon. And then, separate from that, if it's a chetzav mammon, then someone's konet, who's the bailam. By neshesish, it's different. By neshesish, the fact that she is a, he's koner, and the fact that she's a chetzav ishus, she's a neshesish, is one and the same. You cannot distinguish between the two. Shivada has to be a chetzavishus, not a chetzavishus, then you can't make a kinyan, just like you can't make a kinyan, it's not a chetzav mam. And that comes together, the fact that the chetzavishus, ayin neshesish, together with the fact that he's the Baal. And that's where Rabbi Nochai means. We say pagina dibura, that she's married, but not to him. So then that's changing his edus. Because when he says she's married to him, that's one solid edus. Both that she's married unto him is one. You can't separate the two. That someone made a kinyan, and that he's the one. No. One and the same. The man who made the kinyan, the fact that he's the bailin. And that she's a chetzav ishus is the same. So by saying that she's married but to someone else, that's changing his edus when he says she's married to him. So you can't say palgina. It's all in the echad. She's the eishas ish of oisa ish. And if we change it and say, no, she's the Eshes Ish of another guy, that's being Mishan Eidus. So based on this, Anachem Mevinim Tov Me'od, she's Savni Miluin. The Kiddushin ain't Tois and Be'eshes Ish, only because she's an Erva. But otherwise, the Kiddushin of the second would be Tofus, and you can't compare that to regular Kinyan. Even without a Pasuk, we would know, that a person can't be Zeichel B'chefetz Shachavera. And that's because normally by Kinyanim he's zeichah in the moment of the chayfetz itself. In the mele, somebody else can't be zeichah. Because kol ma sheyesh l'zchayis b'chayfetz, any zchiyah that somebody can have a chayfetz is already shayach to the first guy. Once the first guy is zeichah in the chayfetz, any zchiyah that anybody else can have in the chayfetz is already shayach to the first guy. So nobody else can have a zchiyah in the chayfetz. And shaking by Kiddushin, yesh lo ba'isha rakas ha'ishus shelo. And the first guy is kind of her. So he's kind of her, she's an Eshes Ish. And she's an Eshes Ish, Shaloiso Ish. When the second guy is kind, it's a completely different Zach. Because again, you can't separate from the Kinyan and the Baila. So when it comes to Kinyan and Mammon, you can separate. The two separate things. There's the Mammon, and then who is Zeicha? So once Reuven was Zeicha, there's no more Zechiah for Shimon. But by Kiddushin, it's one and the same. The person who married her, and the fact that she's married, the fact that she's an Eshes Ish, is one and the same. Now if somebody else comes and marries her, Kishabach HaVera, what is it about Kiddushin? This is a completely different Ishus than the first guy. Now she's Eshes Hashem. It's a different Zach. By Kin, it's the same thing. Reuven was kona this item, now Shimon was kona this item. Same thing, it's being kona an item that's already chepzed lam. By Kiddushin, one mahus. She's an Eshes Ish of Reuven. The male of Shimon's kona her, that zelon tfas, that wasn't already grabbed. That wasn't already taken. That slot wasn't taken. The slot of her being Reuven's wife was taken. But the slot of being Shimon's wife wasn't taken. It's a different zach. It's a different mahus. And therefore, the Kedusha Sheni would be Chal, if not for the fact that she was an Erva. If not for the Erva of Eshes Ish. And in theory, we said the Kinyan Shevadavar, Shimon could be Zoch even after Reuben. V'advar Me'irim K'sapirim, Baruch Hashem. Moving right along, Rashi, and Dibur Maskel, Vim Mesech, the Kesef of Shtar, writes, nice and lakesef or shabba kesef. What's kesef? He gives her money. Shabba kesef. He says, you're married to me. What's bia? Ba'alev oimer is kachli bia. So he's bia with her and he says, it was kadesh is with this bia. If you say by kedusha bia, it's not enough that he says it's kachli. He says, kachli the bia zu. And shen came b'kesef. You can just say, I'm kudashisli. He doesn't have to add the kesef zeh. According to Rashi. So what's the chilik between them? So it appears, his Mary Ravenu, that the chilik is, the bia stam is a bia znus. That's his wife. In order for bia to make a chaleis kedushin, we require that it should be bia's ishus. Because of this, we have to say, bia zu, kedesha aydezet teaseh le bia's ishus. He has to say b'bia zu, so he's making this bia into a bia's ishus. Mashenken in the kesef, it's kesef mitzaratzmo. He doesn't have to make it into kesef. The bia has to make it into a bia's ishus. The kesef, he doesn't have to make it into kesef, and therefore he doesn't have to say b'kesef zeg. He just say I'm a kudashis. And so for this, we see in Rashi and Gittin, Shem Abaysev, Shavir Abanu Lasa Bila Znus, Shkol Makadish b'bia, Shnamar Hasim Ba Manigen Amadim Makadish b'bia Mishum Pitzusiv. Rashi has Heichem Mashet Shvur Bia Znus. So how are the rabbis mafkia kedushin? Says the Gemara, when they want to be mafkia kedushin, they make the bia into bia's nus. It's like we see that Rab would give malchus to somebody's makadish bia, that's priestess. That's what the rabbis do. The rabbis say that the whole thing was just a bia's nus. And that's how they undo the kedushin. For like Rashi, I don't understand. How can they make it a bila znus? It's deraisa. It says that Rav gave Malchus for the Makadish Bibia, but it doesn't say that Rav was mafkia the Kedushin. Kedushin is in Bakr. See, how are they mavata the Kedushin? It's deraisa. So based on what we explained, it would appear Svaras Raboisov Shel Rashi, that since the Chachamim made the Bia into a Bia's Nus, since in the Pritzis, like we see Rav give Malchus to somebody's Makadish Bia as Pritzis, Meila Shagam Dei Raisa L'Cholam HaKedushin. And then Meila, even Dei Raisa, there's no Cholam HaKedushin. Why not? Because we require a Bia's Ishus. And there isn't. In order for the Bia to be a good B.S.A. B.S.U., what does B.S.U. do? It makes it into a B.S. Ishus. So here the rabbis have the power to make this into a B.S.N.S. If it's a B.S.N.S., it's nothing. It's just Bia. The only way to make it into a B.S. Ishus is to say, the B.S.U. is Dafka Makadisha with this Bia. And the rabbis have the koach to make it into a B.S.N.S. because it's in the end of Pritzis. So the Mele Medaraisa, once this is defined as a B.S.N.S., this is a B.S.N.S., so the Raisa says, listen, B.S.N.S. we don't allow for. We don't allow for B.S. Kedushin. This is a B.S. Nus. And even Rashi argues with this, we can say that's because Rashi holds that the Chum don't have the Koach to make a B into a B.S. Nus because that Kedushin is Chal. But even Rashi's Moide, that if it's a B.S. Nus, the B.A. can't be called a Cholos Kedushin. And therefore, we understand Rashi over here. He says, the B.A.Zu makes it a B.S. Kedushin, not a B.S. Nus. B.S. Nus is no good. And that's why the Rabbis of Shal Rashi hold that the rabbis even have the power to make it to a B.S. Nus, and that undoes the whole Kedushin. Rashi goes, no, they don't have that power. But in theory, he agrees that if it's a B.S. Nus, there's no Kedushin. With the Shem Tziyata D'Shmaya, we obviously have a long way to go in Kedushin, many, 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 many more shiurim, Tziyata D'Shmaya, and we should be Zerchet. Lomu olam and lishmo las, the time is cultivated some matur, so the havo, besimcha b'tuv lev of merov kol, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetness in this beloved.